We always have a number of visitors at this Mass, and I thank you all for finding the time of the Mass. We couldn't change the reader board this week because it was frozen shut, so it's got an outdated message on it. I wanted to start with this. It's not really part of my sermon, but I can't resist. I get two newspapers because I find lots of interesting things in them. They irritate me on a weekly basis. But I found this in the food section. 99 times out of 100, I take the food section and just dump it along with the classified ads. But for some reason, I read this, and I found something that I didn't expect to find in the food section. And it says, find the true Christmas spirit. Okay, it talks about Christmas Eve. This is why I'm reading it at this Mass. It wasn't appropriate for the family Mass. So it says, Christmas Eve is all about sipping Manhattans and wrapping last-minute gifts at midnight. So I'd like to thank you all for not sipping Manhattans and wrapping last-minute gifts and in coming here instead. Do that afterward. It struck me as funny. I think we all kind of tend to get what we want to get at Christmas. I'll put this over here. That's funny. I know, having said that, I forgot what I was going to start with. Last year, I had laryngitis, and somebody else was here. It was Father Vince Cunniff, and he was graciously agreed to come in from retirement on 2 days' notice. I had the worst case of laryngitis. I've had laryngitis for 30 years. This was the worst case. I couldn't say one word. I was completely stopped. And I'm so glad to be here tonight. It's just, you never know what you've got until you don't have it anymore. And that's what Christmas is all about. We're all searching for something. We all want something. That funny little story is people have a need to find comfort somewhere. Even if it's a Manhattan at midnight, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, Christ wants to fill that, but first we have to be a little empty. You know, I grew up in Ohio up to about the seventh grade, and I'll tell you, I don't remember ever not having a white Christmas. I used to pray, please, not a white Christmas again this year, because it was so hard coming home. Everyone in my family drank, you know, and I was afraid we'd get killed on the way home. I was praying Hail Marys in the back at a very early age. Probably found my vocation on an icy road in Akron, you know. But, you know, and I lived in 2 decades in California, never saw a white Christmas there, and I've lived here 18 years, and I've said every year, I said, you know, it'd be great to have a white Christmas here in Oregon. Never going to pray that again, ever. All week long, all I said was, Lord, please, not a white Christmas. I want people to be able to come to Mass, you know, and he provided for us. But it's funny, when we don't have something, we want it. And then sometimes when we get it, we don't really want it anymore. Isn't that the truth? How many people were stuck? I talked to a number of people. One very prominent parishioner was stuck in an airport in Salt Lake City for a long time this week. I don't know what she did. She was text messaging me out of desperation. And I know some people didn't make it home. Others had to be delayed. Others were afraid they wouldn't make it home, or maybe this is home, you know. But to suddenly be deprived of home, wherever home is a very serious thing. Because Christmas is really all about home, isn't it? Where's home? Well, we all have different definitions of what home is. But really, home is where Christ is. This is the home we're really looking for. Some of us left home a long time ago, and I'll tell you, I can't go back again. But there's a home to come, and that's the one that I want. I think that's what we all are searching for. And you know, how many times have we unwrapped something, we wrap something for someone, we think it's going to be the coolest thing in the world, and they open it and you can tell they're disappointed, or you don't get thanked. How many times do we work really hard on something and you never hear anything? Hasn't that all happened to you? And maybe you've done it to somebody else as well. And you know, it always disappoints us. I don't care how cool this stuff is. It's not going to be cool a year from now. I had a really interesting sermon last year. I remember I thought it was the best sermon for Christmas, and I had it all ready to go, and I couldn't deliver it. It's like having something to give birth and then nothing. There was nothing, you know. That's not quite a right metaphor for me, but that's the way, you know. After all, this is all about birth and stuff, and. It reminds me of a story in Tillamook. We used to have a live nativity scene at the family mass, and it was a whole story and everything, and we always picked out a new baby, you know, there's a couple of new babies here tonight. And so we'd pick one out, and they brought this baby up, and they had it dressed like Jesus, you know, but I knew something that everyone else didn't know about this particular baby. And so when they brought it up to me, you know, Mary and Joseph and everything, and I'm sitting over there, I don't know what I was supposed to be, but they showed it to me. And I said, it's a girl. Well, that baby was a girl. Anyway, that wasn't in my homily either. What was in my homily is that I got this catalog. I got it right after Halloween. And I said, oh, I've got to use this in my sermon. And I did use it in Epiphany, so maybe a few of you might remember. It was called Shop for Joy. And I kept this catalog. I have since thrown it out. But it said Shop for Joy. And I thought, oh my God, you know, you think you can actually buy joy in this catalog? You know? And of course you can't, you know? And so I thought it was funny because I was looking for some cool things for out front here. And I actually did shop for joy. And I bought that joy that the Y fell over. I was busy putting it back up when I came in. But, you know, that little lit-up joy out there, I bought that on the internet last year for the parish, and I thought it was really cool, so I shopped for joy. And that was my great story. Nobody heard last year. But I think I'm bringing it up this year for a different reason. It's very poignant, this story, because the company, which I will not mention, whose catalog that was, has gone bankrupt this year. We've had a tough year. Not enough people shop with them for joy. And if you're looking for joy in that catalog, forget it, because they don't sell anymore. And I think a lot of us are looking for joy in the wrong place. We're looking for home in the wrong place, whether it's the Manhattans at midnight or the store, all those people at Walmart, you know, the ones at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mentioned this at one mass. I said, you know, how many people line up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to church? Huh? Well, we came at 11, didn't we? It's a sacrifice. It's past people's bedtime pretty soon. But we're here for Christ. We all have a longing. Christmas is all about what we don't have. When you're young, of course, we all want those presents, you know? And I never cease to be sucked in by some present. I got one this year, and I can't say too many details because I don't want to offend anybody, but I was real excited about it, and I opened it, and my gosh, you know, well, let's just say that it was less than I thought it would be. sometimes it's more than you think it's going to be, but it doesn't last. None of it lasts, and we know that. And even if we go home, we have to leave someday. Maybe some of you are at home, but someday you have to leave. Where's home? Christ is inviting us home. Home for Christmas. Where is home? We have this deep longing within us for something more. In these perilous economic times that we're in this year, those who are full, those who have everything, those who are not hurting, those who don't miss somebody at Christmas, how can Christ get in? People like that, people who have everything, it's harder for Christ to reach them. Look at Christ over here at the manger. Look at where he was born. How many of you were born in a stable? A manger, you know? Christ was born in poverty for a reason, because we can only find him in poverty. I have to have the poverty of knowing that I've committed a sin to ask his forgiveness. If I don't think I've ever committed a sin, I don't need a Savior. I've saved myself. But if I know that there's something I can't get a handle on, I'm addicted to something. I have issues. I'm lonely. I've lost somebody I loved. Maybe I'm divorced this year. Maybe I've got a problem with my marriage. Maybe I've got financial troubles. Many people here have lost money, a lot of money. Where do I go? When we get to those places, guess who we find at the end of the road? Christ, born in the stable. Maybe I've got health issues. Last year I had a terrible health issue. It was both the most poignant, beautiful, and horrible Christmas of my life as a priest. I sat over there and watched the people come and go, and I couldn't even come over here because I couldn't talk. But you know what? I found Christ there. That's all I needed. But God provided someone else, and for me, he was born in my poverty. So God does not want our fullness. You will find God after all the presents are open and the disappointment begins to settle in. The food is eaten. Maybe I have to go home. Maybe I can't go home. Maybe I want to be well and I'm not going to get well. Maybe I want someone to love me and someone doesn't. Maybe I tried really hard to please somebody and they don't care. That happened to me last year. But you will find Christ waiting in that poverty. Christ is a God of poverty, not to make us poor, but to make us rich. He wants to fill that poorness with himself. But in order to get in, he's got to allow us to be deprived of things. Fortunately, he didn't deprive us of the means to get here tonight. And we had a break in the weather. But on this most splendid Christmas night, as we have all come here to look for Christ, let us ask him to fill the poverty within us. Let us thank him for the needs that we have become aware of, that every Christmas they may manifest themselves so that Christ can be our richness in the midst of everything that we have.